Good evening. I'm Jessica Marpy, your moderator for tonight's telephone town hall. I welcome everyone to this live event and would like to thank you for taking time this evening to join us. Tonight, Senator Vincent Hughes of the 7th Senate District will take your calls and share information about the upcoming Family Literacy Fair that is being held this Saturday at the Salvation Army Haven of Hope on 13th and Brown. Senator Hughes will first be joined by Councilmember Catherine Gilmore Richardson and the Deputy Director for Communications at AFT, Leslie Kelch, to discuss Saturday's event. And then we'll hear from Literacy Experience Director at Read to Succeed and Principal at Richard R. Wright Elementary, Zakia Beard Brinkley, the Director of Education at Beyond Literacy, Gianna Brisbane, and Dr. Jermaine Dawson, Deputy Superintendent of Academic Services for the Philadelphia School District, for a discussion about reading and additional education resources parents and students can rely on throughout the year. If you have a question or comment that you'd like to submit to the conversation tonight at any point, press star 3. Again, press star 3 to submit your question or comment to tonight's conversation. And now, without any further delay, let me welcome State Senator Vincent Hughes.
Thanks, Jessica. Good evening to everybody. This is State Senator Vincent Hughes. Welcome to this telephone town hall for my friends and neighbors within the 7th Senatorial District. I'd like to thank everyone who's taking time out of their busy schedule to participate on this call. Whether you ask a question or just prefer to listen to the conversation, we truly appreciate your engagement. As Jessica mentioned, we'll be joined by two rounds of guests today. First, I'd like to welcome Council Member Catherine Gilmore Richardson and the American Federation of Teachers, Leslie Kelch, to speak about the Family Literacy Fair happening this Saturday, September 20th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. If you have any questions about the fair, press star 3 and we'll be able to get you the information you need. Remember, press star 3 and we'll be able to get you the information you need. I'm going to say it 3 times. Jessica, press star 3 and we'll be able to get you the information that you need for any question that you may have. And remember, folks, we're giving out 30,000 free books, fully curated for families and educators at the Reading Opens the World Family Literacy Fair this coming Saturday, September 20th. And I want to thank one of the principal drivers of this event, Catherine Gilmore Richardson, our councilwoman at large. That means the whole city of Philadelphia, all right, for joining us tonight and for taking a leadership role in making this event happen. 30,000 free books. Welcome, Catherine Gilmore Richardson. Talk to the good people of the 7th Senatorial District.
Well, thank you so much to our senator, my senator, Senator Vincent Hughes, for this awesome town hall this evening with the 7th Senatorial District, to the AFT, our principal partners, and to each and every one of you here tonight. Good evening. We are so excited to work in partnership together for the event this Saturday, Reading Opens the World. And I'll tell you, as a former teacher, we are so excited to partner with AFT and PFT and so many event partners to bring 30,000 books to the great city of Philadelphia. As you stated, Senator Hughes will be at Salvation Army Haven of Hope at 1340 Brown Street. There is tons of parking there. For those of you who will be driving, the parking lot entrance is located on Fairmount Street between 13th Street and Broad Street. And this location is easily accessible via SEPTA, utilizing our Broad Street line. We have a ton of partners who will help us to disseminate 30,000 books. So that means 10 books per child, 30 books maximum per family. We want all of our educators to come and get 50 books for their classrooms to build their classroom libraries. We'll also have a DJ. Guess what, Senator Hughes? And I know that children really love this because my children ensure that I go to the store quite frequently, but we'll have free Lego brick boxes while supplies last. We'll be doing a free laptop giveaway courtesy of AT&T. We'll have food, snacks, face painting, balloon animals, carnival treats, a moon bounce, We have the opportunity for our young people to build robots, right, and look into STEM careers. We'll also have additional community resources and partners. We want to thank the Parker Administration for having the city hiring bus, and then we'll have a ton of other very special guests. So we are looking forward to this Saturday where we'll give out 30,000 books and really open the world of literacy to young people across the city of Philadelphia.
Councilmember, why did you decide to reach out to AFT and work with them to make this happen?
Sure. Well, I have to give all the credit to Randy Weingarten at the AFT. We talked about this event last November, and she committed to coming back to Philadelphia to bring books for young people to ensure that they have access to appropriate reading materials, but also to increase literacy rates here in the city of Philadelphia. And to ensure that we are doing something that our young people will remember for a very long time. And so I am honored that she chose to come back to Philly and be in the 7th senatorial district, but also in the 5th council district of my colleague, Councilmember Jeffrey Young. And this will just be a wonderful opportunity to expand the home libraries of our young people. My children have a robust library at home. We read books every single night. We do 20 minutes of reading every single night. In fact, last night we read Good Night, Philadelphia. That was our book from last week. And it's a wonderful bedtime story all about the wonderful places across the city like Independence Mall and Clemington Park and our firefighters and a ton of other different highlights from the city of Philadelphia. But we have to ensure that our young people are exposed to as many books as possible. That way they can hear as many new words as possible. It really helps with their reading development, with their understanding, with their vocabulary usage, and just everything as a part of their English language arts development.
Councilwoman Catherine Gilmore Richardson, now I need to fess up to the folks on the call here. I saw the AFT, Randy and the whole crew at the American Federation of Teachers doing this event online. I think it was in Chicago was the last one I saw, and it was huge. And I was like, well, let me try to work with our friends over there at the PFC to make one of these happen here in Philadelphia. And you already had jumped the line and started working on it. So the people on this call need to know about your leadership in this issue and your aggressive work to try to make this thing happen. Let me thank you for that. But also, let's bring in the AFT to discuss why they're doing this all around the country. This meeting opens the World Family Literacy Fair all around the country. Joining us is their head of communications, Leslie Kelch, to speak about AFT's program on this space in Philadelphia, but what they've been doing all around the country. Leslie, say hi to the folks in the 7th Senatorial District.
Hi, good evening. Thank you so much for having me.
Leslie, why is the AFT doing this?
Thank you for having me, and we are doing this. The AFT is doing this, and like Councilwoman Gilmore Richardson said, this was the brainchild of AFT President Randy Weingarten. And this campaign started back in 2022, actually, end of 2022, as we were coming out of COVID. Randy really wanted an opportunity and something to bring people together to show that there's so much more that unites us than divides us and spread the joy of reading. So we have had a long-time relationship with a wonderful organization called First Book, and Randy really committed to stepping up that partnership and turning this partnership into a nationwide campaign called Reading Opens the World, with the goal of distributing 1 million free books that year of 2022 and 2023, which we met that goal and exceeded it. And kept it going since then because people just really loved this. These events are joyful events. They bring our educators out, they bring our families out, our parents, our guardians, our grandparents, aunts and uncles, everyone, to show that the unity that we have in helping to spread the joy of reading and support our students and support our community. So you're absolutely right, Senator Hughes. It was the leadership of Gilmore Richardson and yourself that really brought this event to Philadelphia. And we are so excited to work with the PFT, the Philadelphia Federation of Teachers, but all the staff in your offices that have really just gone above and beyond the call of duty to make, to really plan a fantastic family literacy festival this coming Saturday that is just gonna, it's just gonna be so much fun. I can't wait. I'm gonna be there in person. I can't wait. Randy's gonna be there in person, and she's super excited.
We're excited as well. I think the event that I saw, and we're going to start taking questions shortly, the event that I saw was, I believe it was Chicago, Leslie, and you tell me if I'm correct or not. And
oh, yeah.
I was super impressed by what was done in Chicago.
Yep, every event is different. Every event really reflects the communities that we're in. We do these events in partnership with our local union, local AFT affiliate, so the Chicago Teachers Union took the lead on that and had a wonderful event with community. We always try to invite community resources and community organizations to come out and spread the good word. And we often have voter registration booths at these events, like, and I know we're going to be doing that in Philadelphia. We often have health screenings or free vaccinations or anything like anything that we can do to really support the families and support everything that goes into making our schools like the hub of the community that they really truly are. So we've done more than 400 of these events around the country over the years with our partnership, and I'm proud to say that in total we have given out more than 10 million free books since our partnership began with First Book. We are, literacy is really important to Randy, important to our union, and important to our members. And Councilwoman Gilmore Richardson, what you're saying with reading with your children at home, we just want to be seen and known as the union that's there supporting parents like yourself, educators, and just helping to provide the resources to help them do that.
We're going to talk with some additional folks about the whole importance of literacy and also what the resources are available to folks to help young people and, you know what, not so young people as well enjoy reading and work on their literacy skills and what have you. Councilwoman Gilmore Richardson, talk a little bit more, because I think I heard you say something about we might be giving out laptops and Lego brick boxes and stuff like that on Saturday?
Yes, we will, Senator. And, Senator, again, I just have to thank you for your leadership and your partnership. You have just been tremendous with this book giveaway. You were on the money from the beginning, so I just want to uplift you and your awesome team and really thank you for being an amazing, incredible partner. But on Saturday, we are going to be giving away free Lego brick boxes and also free laptops. We have a number of laptops to give away. I think at least more than 30 laptops to give away. So we'll have laptop giveaways each hour courtesy of AT&T, because we also want to ensure that our young people have access to the Internet and have the opportunity to complete their homework assignments and just have the wonderful opportunity to have a computer at home. When I was growing up, we never had a computer at home. The closest thing we had was a typewriter, and I think my mom was the last parent to buy an encyclopedia set. So I know that this laptop giveaway will be advantageous to the families that will join us on Saturday.
Councilwoman Gilmore Richardson, do folks go to your website for more information?
Yes. And so, Senator, we are just requesting that everyone sign up and register so that we can be prepared for you on Saturday to join us at Salvation Army Hub of Hope. We look forward to receiving you. You can go to, for more information, PHLCouncil.com Catherine Gilmore Richardson, and you can sign up there. We're on social media at Council Member KGR. You can click the QR code to sign up for the reading there.
And you can also go to my website, SenatorHughes.com, and there's more information there. We really are encouraging folks to register, to sign in. I'm told, I checked with my team a few minutes ago, council member, before we got on the call, and they said we're close to, I believe, about 1,000 registrants already, okay?
Yeah.
Yes, we are. And we're trying to drive that even higher. So we want to make sure that everyone can participate. Everyone is welcome. Doesn't matter the age. The books are all free. And it's 30,000 of them. You get 10 free books per child, 30 books per family. If you're an educator or a school staff, you get 50 free books for your classroom, okay, to build your classroom library. They're all curated, right, Leslie? They're all curated. We all got good books we're giving out here, right?
Yep, brand new free books for students, anything from pre-K all the way up through 12th grade, high school level reading books, and diverse titles, several diverse titles so that we represent the community, but absolutely.
Great. Jessica, let's take a call or two while we have the council members still on. Because I know she's got to jump at 5:30, and then we've got the rest of our guests we want to bring on. Folks should press star three, if you've got a question, you want more information about what's going on and about other services that may be available to help children, young people, not so young people with their reading and their literacy skills. Jessica, who do you want to bring in right now for a couple calls?
We have Shanice from West Philly.
I just wanted to know the information that you said the event y'all had me. Can it be faked to me?
You can go to my website, senatorhughes.com, all right? And then you can get the information there. There's a page on the website. It's this Saturday, 10 to 2 p.m. at 1340 Brown Street. It's the Salvation Army Haven of Hope. There's parking, free parking, right there. And we just need, we really would like you to register. And, of course, spread the word. Okay? All right, Denise. Jessica, who's next?
Next we have Sandra. Sandra, you're live.
Yes, good evening, everyone.
Hey, Sandra.
Good evening. Yes. You said SenatorHughes.com, the information, 1340 Brown Street, Salvation Army.
Yep. How's that? 10 to 2, Saturday.
10 to 2, Saturday.
Sound good?
Will there be yes. Will there be security there?
Of course there will be.
Sorry about that, but sometimes in this unpredictable world, you have to make sure.
Yes, it's getting crazy out here, all right? I certainly understand that, and we want to make sure the people are safe. I certainly understand that.
But, Senator, may I jump in there?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Yes. Ms. Sandra, you should know that I did have a wonderful conversation with the 9th Police District today in Philadelphia. We are coordinating with the 9th. Police district, as well as an outside security team that we have hired to help us with security for this event. So the Philadelphia Police Department will be on site, as well as an outside private security firm.
All right, Sandra. There you go. Jessica? Who's next?
Next we have Fatima. Fatima, you're live.
Hi, good evening. I wanted to ask more questions about it, but you guys answered all my questions, so I'm good. And I went online and registered already, so it's great.
You did already? You registered already?
I don't play games.
What's your favorite book for you? What's your favorite book?
Oh, favorite book? Well, I'm a Sister Soldier fan, but I read all types of books. I mean, I'm a nerd, so I love Sister Soldier for good reading, you know?
Okay.
The coldest winter ever. The coldest winter ever.
Okay. You like that one. You like that one, huh?
Yes.
All right. Well, we've got to ask that question. I mean, we got 30,000 free books.
But
you
I
know,
mean, I read all types of books. I read all types
Very
of books.
Very good. Very good. You're setting a great example. We appreciate you.
Oh, also, I do have a question. Can I give books that I have in my house? Can I bring books to give away? Because I have, like, old books from college and stuff like that and different types of books. So can we also give away books?
I don't know if we're set up for giving away books, but we can certainly connect you with an organization. One of the organizations that will be there, I'm sure, will be ready to receive. You got Read to Succeed will be there. And you have the Fund for the School District of Philadelphia will be there. So there'll be other organizations there to work with you about receiving books. But we got 30,000 books. We got so much stuff going on. We're in the giving out on Saturday. All right?
Thank you.
But we'll be ready to work with you on receiving some books after Saturday. Okay?
That's great. Yes, because I don't like to throw books away.
Neither do I. Fahrenheit 451. I'm not into that. All right? That's
Thank
another
you.
Book for you. All right. Catherine Gilmore Richardson, I know you got shortness of time. What's the last comment you want to get out to everybody?
No, we just encourage each and every one of you to register for Reading Opens the World this Saturday, September 20th, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Salvation Army, Haven of Hope at 1340 Brown Street. Let's come out, have a wonderful time, and open the world of reading to our young people.
Great. Thank you, Councilmember Catherine Gilmore Richardson, for joining us. She's got another meeting that she's got to prepare for this evening, and we really appreciate her leadership. I thought I could beat everybody to the punch when I reached out to the AFC, but they said, nah, can't do it. Catherine Gilmore Richardson already beat you to the punch. And I really like that. Something that's very important to all of us, the capacity, the ability, the desire, the interest in reading and improving our literacy skills, very important. Catherine Gilmore Richardson, thank you so very much for joining us.
Thank you. Thank you, Senator Hughes. See you Saturday, if not before.
See you Saturday, if not before. All right, so look, family, we've got more guests that are joining us tonight. I want to bring on the Literacy Experience Director at Read to Succeed. He's also the principal at Richard Wright Elementary School, Sakaya Beard Brinkley. Sakaya, welcome to our telephone town hall. How are you doing this evening?
I am well. Thank you for having me.
So, Sakaya, before we got a couple more guests we want to bring on as well. Before we bring the other folks on, talk to us about, as you're a principal and as you work as the Literacy Experience Director for Read to Succeed, what is it that you see when you're working with young people and why it's so important that their reading and their literacy skills be invested in?
Okay, so I am going to take it way back to when you started Read to Succeed in 2012, and it was with a simple but powerful purpose to address summer learning loss, often what we call the summer slide, and to make sure that every child, regardless of their background, has access to high-quality reading opportunities. So when you started it, you wanted to target our youngest learners, those entering kindergarten through third grade, because as we all know, that reading proficiency by the end of the third grade is one of the strongest predictors for long-term academic success. And since the program has been developed, it has grown into a citywide movement, and it has impacted students not only in the summertime across multiple sites in Philadelphia, but it's now in a fall extension, which is creating continued literacy experience throughout the school year, bridging that gap between summer and school year learning. So why is it important? Literacy is the foundation. It's important to recognize that literacy is not just about English and language arts. Strong reading skills are the foundation across all curriculum areas. In Philadelphia, for instance, in Amplify Science, students must read, they must interpret, they must write about scientific phonemic awareness, And then in illustrative math, they have to have world word problems that require a sense of comprehension and critical thinking. In our EL curriculum, reading is deeply connected to research, writing, and discussion to foster deeper learning. So literacy is the key that unlocks every subject. And when our children read with confidence, they thrive not only in school, but they thrive in life. So that's why it's important.
Reading opens the world. Thank you, Sakai. Don't go anywhere because somebody's going to have a question for you any second now. We've got another guest who can talk a little bit about the whole issue of family literacy and reading and literacy for the whole family and the support that exists out there for the entire family. Gianna Brisbane, Director of Education at Beyond Literacy. Gianna, how are you? Welcome to the call, the telephone channel. Hold on, reading. We're giving out them books. Gianna, what you got for us tonight?
Good evening. Thank you, Senator Hughes, and thank you to everyone who's on the call. Connected to what the previous young lady just spoke about, literacy is extremely important when we talk about families in general, because what she explained in regards to children, it transcends into adulthood as well. And so my organization, Beyond Literacy, works with adult learners who are struggling with literacy skills. And so that plays a role in the entire family.
And Beyond Literacy has operations all over the city of Philadelphia. They've been around for a long time, a very long time. What is it that you can make sure that adults and families can utilize to improve and invest in the literacy capacity, the reading capacity for entire families?
Yes, so some of the services that we offer are what we call GED classes. So people who want to earn their high school equivalency can take classes with us, which will help to improve their reading and math skills to be able to pass the GED assessments. We also offer classes for people who are learning English, as well as workforce preparation courses. We have partnerships with PICO, and we help to train adults to pass certain exams in order to qualify for employment with PICO. And we, in addition, we have family literacy classes where children and their caregivers can take classes with us, and it's like in a combined setting so that the adults are receiving education as well as the children. Currently, our family literacy courses are all focused on people who are learning English, and we have those around the city. So we have services all over. Beyond Literacy is a very long-standing organization dating back to the 1960s. So we've been around for a very long time.
Yeah, you better put that website out there.
Beyond Literacy.
Yep.
BeyondLiteracy.com. And our phone number is 215-474-1235.
BeyondLiteracy.com, BeyondLiteracy.com. Finally, our last guest, Dr. Jermaine Dawson, is the Deputy Superintendent for Academic Service for the School District of Philadelphia. Dr. Dawson, you know, you've got the mother load of learners, right, here in the city of Philadelphia. You have the mother load. What is it that those academic support services that exist within the school district and are related to organizations outside of school district, what is it that where are those organizations, and how do you like to make sure that they're connected with the broader community?
Yes, sir. Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you, Senator Hughes, for inviting the school district in to be a part of this exciting event. Just listening to my good council member, Catherine Gilmore Richardson, and yourself, has just pumped me up even more about the excitement about the book event on this coming weekend. And we encourage all parents that may be listening and young people to please take advantage of that. And why is that so important? because when we talk to the partners that you've heard today on this call, we are all working in tandem together, all for the common goal of making sure that every child in Philadelphia is literate. It is so very critical. You heard one of the partners say earlier of the impact of what happens when students are not reading on grade level by third grade and what it has and what the effect it has on our young people. When we talk about trying to build financial mobility, I'm taking it even beyond just the literacy mm-hmm. component, because we know that the foundational parts of literacy is critical. When we talk about the early literacy and the foundational and all the things that we're putting in place, which I will come back to. But the point that I'm trying to make here is that when we don't have fluent readers, that means it makes it hard for young people to get the jobs that will set them up in life for having financial and prosperity and financial mobility. And so we are on a quest with our superintendent, Dr. Tona B. Watlinson-Singer, leading the charge with our board to make sure that no child in the school district of Philadelphia is left behind when it comes to being having the ability to read. And so one of the ways that we put in place, along with partnering with our partners that are on this call, that you've already heard from Reading to Succeed and Beyond Literacy and Read by Fourth, we also have work that we've done to ensure that we put in a robust literacy curriculum in place to help our young people. We adopted from the Science of Reading a curriculum called the EL curriculum or Expeditionary Learning, which is rooted in what we call the Science of Reading. And what this approach is research behind this that says that there's a certain way that kids learn, the brain turns on and learns how to read, and explicit instructions around the foundational literacy pieces so that we can help students to move from learning to read to reading to learn. And it's hard for them to be able to read to learn if they can't learn to read. And so there's five components of literacy. There's phonemic awareness. That's when you start making the sounds and, you know, when your teacher start making the S sound, is, you know, the T sound is, right? Mm-hmm. And then you start making those phonics, and that's when you start putting words together like buh, at, that, and the students start making words out of those sounds and understanding that. That then moves them to then moving into the third component of literacy, which is all about fluency. And fluency is when you see a group of words, how fast can you read those words without making errors? But it doesn't stop there. One of the other biggest components that helps students to become fluent readers is building vocabulary. And you build vocabulary by having books. So I am saying mm-hmm. to the parents that are on this call, if you cannot, you need to make your way to this event this weekend, because everything that your child needs, along coupled with what we're doing in the district, can be found in those books of interest for the students, that they can get books that are exciting to them, but also building on their ability to read and ultimately to get them to that last and ultimate component of literacy, which is comprehension, being able to comprehend what you have read. And if we can do that, not only in fiction, and fiction is the make-believe type of stories, but also, as you heard someone else say earlier, in nonfiction, that they can be able to read science texts and read literature and read governmental texts. All of these things are critical, but none of that would mean anything if they don't have the foundational skills. So this new curriculum that we have in the district, partner with our partners, partner with what we're doing in the school district through our parent and family university that's kicking off, where we're educating our parents that they can come to sessions and learn how to read to their children, how to support their children at home with reading, how what we call our 20 by 20, that every child is reading 20 minutes for 20 weeks throughout the school year to amplify and lift up the power of reading. So I would just end with this, Senator Hughes. I just want to personally, on behalf of our superintendent and our board and myself and everybody in the academic division, we couldn't have better partners than people like you and all those that are on the call from the union, from AFT, with our partners here at PFT, everybody rallying together to make sure that we have very fluent readers in our city, so that can set them up to imagine whatever future they so desire. And so we're in full partnership with our partners to help make this happen as well. And anything you can give us at the school district and the flyers that we can send out to our parents through robocalls, through emails, because we have the parents and we have access to
them. Yes, you do.
We can get that information out. So we would love for you to send that over to us. I'm Jay Dawson, or to our members that are on the call from our strategy team and our chief of staff office. They can get that information as well, and we will be happy to blast that out to all of our parents.
We would certainly enjoy a blast, an e-blast or something along that line in the next 48 hours. That would be a great thing to have happen. Dr. Dawson, what's the school district's website? Because I know you have tons of resources available on the website. We can maybe take some more questions. Remember, folks, if you want to put a question in the conversation, press star 3 if you want to put a question in the conversation. Dr. Dawson, what's that website that you want folks to be able to access?
Yes, that website is PhilaSD, that's PhilaSD.org. And once you go to that website and you go to the main page, and once you get there, you can look under academics, go all the way down to language and culture, and you can also look, and it will give you all the information and the links under curriculum and instruction to our literacy curriculum, and you'll get the plethora of resources that we have to support our families, our parents, and our students to build those literacy muscles while at home, while we're doing it here at the school.
There you go. Thank you, Dr. Dawson. Don't go anywhere. Jessica, I know there's a number of folks who are calling in and submitting some questions online as well. Who's next? We got the best guest. I can tell you that right now. We got the best guest. Nobody has the kind of guest we have.
Can't argue with you there. We have an online question from Cecilia. Cecilia asks, how can we improve reading for those students in high school who are on a second grade reading level?
Oh, I want that question.
Go ahead, Dr. Dawson.
Yes, thank you. Former board member Cecilia. Is that Cecilia Thompson, I believe?
That's right.
We recognize that many of our students especially have been impacted by the COVID pandemic, and even before that, where we probably did not have the skills in place. And so what we are doing in the School District of Philadelphia, we have specialized programs and supports in place for our students, and also classes that are side-by-side and even in their regular literacy class for students who may be struggling on a lower grade level to get reading, where we are providing those additional supports to those students while still getting the regular high school curriculum and with being able to matriculate. And the other thing that we are doing, for those who may not know, high school teachers are not trained, for the most part, they're not trained in the art of teaching reading. It is assumed by the time students get to high school that students have already learned how to read, or what we call learning their reading to learn. And so what we have gone and done is provide additional training and support also for our high school teachers to recognize when students are struggling with literacy, to also recognize when students may be struggling with a reading deficit called dyslexia. And how to support those students and giving them the skills and the strategies that normally our elementary school teachers will have, that we are now providing to our high school teachers so that we can work to close those achievement gaps for students and that they can be able to graduate and be able to be fluent readers. And we're sure that's the work that we're doing right now to support.
Gianna, thank you, Dr. Dawson. Gianna, I'm assuming that you're dealing with, and you talked earlier about the whole family literacy issue, all right? I'm assuming that you might be able to add something to this conversation as well from the services that Beyond Literacy provides. Is that correct?
Yes. And actually, earlier, I'm so nervous. I said beyondliteracy.com. Our website is beyondliteracy.org. So my apologies. I'm just nervous.
Why are you nervous? I don't need to be nervous.
You know, I always get nervous when I have to speak publicly.
Okay.
So as far as literacy, when the person asked that question, my mind just lit up, because this is what the folks who are in high school who are reading at second grade, they end up in our organization when they become adults. And so we have a lot of targeted methods that we utilize to help to identify those areas where adults are struggling. So as the gentleman just talked about the different components of literacy, you know, fluency, comprehension, et cetera, et cetera, we do a lot of testing on our adult learners to determine what specific areas they struggle with and to help to identify what we can do with them to help improve those skills. And we've seen a lot of success. We've had people come in at a first or second grade level, and it does take time. I will be fully transparent. It takes time, but we've had adults work their way through and be able to earn their diploma, which is a very difficult thing because one thing that a lot of people don't know is that passing the GED exams is much more difficult than graduating high school. And so we do have very specific strategies that we utilize to help them, different programs and services and things like that to help address those issues. But it's a very real issue. Approximately 67% of adults in Philadelphia read below. They're basically functionally illiterate. So it's a horrible thing, but, you know, we're doing everything that we can to help improve those statistics. And reading is the biggest thing that you can do to help to improve your reading ability.
And it was interesting you used the word functioning, and I have to salute those folks who are not reading at the level that they deserve to read, but are still functioning. They're still getting around. They're still making their way through life and circumstances. All we want to do with this whole issue around literacy, especially in older students and adults, is make sure that they get all the skills that they deserve to have so they can far surpass what they're doing right now. They can far surpass what they're doing right now. And I can tell you, being able to read and being comprehend at extra levels, at higher levels, really is like the moonshot for getting you going further. Press *3, folks, if you want to get a question in. We've got about 13 more minutes. Press *3. Jessica, who's next?
Next we'll go to Lisa. Lisa, you're live.
Hi.
Hey, Lisa.
Hi, how are you? I'm by this online call. It's just wonderful. I had a question. I wanted to know, through the books that are being given away, respect the diversity in our community. So I think it's very important for children when they're becoming literate to see themselves in the books.
I'm going to go back to Leslie Kelch, the Deputy Director for Communications at the AFT, American Federation of Teachers. Leslie, what can you tell Lisa about the diversity of the books that are going to be available?
Hi, Lisa. Yes, I think your point is very well taken. And, yes, we do always try to have as many diverse titles there as possible. We've worked with the Philadelphia Federation of Teachers, and we had a group of teachers. We gave them some additional funding to purchase books that they thought would work well for the students. So we have books that have themes such as books about Philadelphia itself. Because it is Constitution Week, we have books on civics, but we also have bilingual books in English and Spanish. We have books with diverse characters in them, African-American characters, Asian, Hispanic, but Latino. So we really did try to have a good selection of books that would, so kids can, I totally agree with you, so kids can see themselves, their experiences, their family's experiences, and things that will really draw them into the books, to read the books.
Thank you, Leslie. Lisa, that was a great question. Thank you very much for that question. Jessica, who's next?
Next we have a comment from Alfred. Alfred, you're live.
Yes, thanks for mentioning useful the service. And
thanks, Alfred.
Yeah, I just want to comment and reiterate what the young man said about reading to learn and what the young lady said about family learning. And as I was telling Jessica, you know, I'm 68 years old. I may be one of the functional illiterates, but what my mother taught us, when Mayor Tate was mayor, I was, you know, less, whatever I was in my less than 10 years old. And, we were reading the Philadelphia Inquirer, I'm pretty sure. She said, this is what they, read what they have on the front page and read what they have on the other page and read in between the lines. She said, and so reading for discernment, because what's not said is just as important as what is. Reading for discernment breaks the power of reading into indoctrination. To discern what you read breaks the indoctrination of what you read. And my mother taught us that. And I just want to reiterate what I heard the man say about reading to learn and what the young lady said about how important family is. And thank you for the service.
The transition from learning to read to reading to learn. Discernment. That's a very important word. Oh, Alfred, we could have a whole town hall just on that word right there, because there's a whole lot of not discerning going on, and that's not legit. I made that up right there. But it's true. A lot of folks are not discerning what is happening in this world that surrounds us. Jessica, we're getting close on the time. We got 10 minutes left. Who do we have next on the call?
We have another online question. This one is from Ray. Ray asks, do you think cell phones are playing a factor in kids' ability to read these days?
Sakaya, literary experience director at Read to Succeed and principal at the Richard Wright Elementary School. Talk to us about these cell phones, Sakaya. What's going on with that?
Well, I'm chuckling because I have a 15-year-old who heard the question, and she blatantly yelled, no! So here's the thing. It's a tool. It's how we teach children how to use the multiple tools that we give them. For instance, mm-hmm. my students have access to audiobooks. The School District of Philadelphia, a lot of the books for my children that are struggling readers, have access to Epic, and they can read the book online. So while I do understand that it does create some challenges, it's just like a tool and a resource. If you abuse it and don't use it effectively, it can prevent harm. But mm-hmm. cell phones open the world for children, especially those of our struggler readers. So it's just how we learn to use the resources and the tools that we have. Because I'm an avid reader. I have Kindle Unlimited. I read every day. My students and I, we read every single day. We just use the resource appropriately.
There you go. A little bit of discernment going on there. A little bit of discernment. It's about
giving access. Because children need access and opportunities. The times have changed. So how do we give them access to those skills that we still want them to have? Because when you think about it, when you go to McDonald's, the register is a computer, essentially. We have to teach them how to use the tools. The PSSA.
We have to order the fries on the computer? Oh,
absolutely. Absolutely. So now, how do you use those resources to actually support children when you're trying to give them those foundational skills? There are a plethora of opportunities, resources that you can engage with using a computer. For instance, in mathematics, we use recipes. Teach children how to research recipes online. There is a way to use things appropriately, such as cell phones, technology, computers. I know that is not the popular answer, but we have to change with the time, and we have to, again, give students access and opportunities and create pathways. This computer, this cell phone, this will create a job for someone. So how do we use those foundational skills to make sure that when they are computer tech, that they are able to read literate and be able to still engage in those activities. Roblox, you can do a lot of games on Roblox, and some of them have academic components. So how do we, as parents, utilize those? And it's nothing, it's not anything wrong with limiting screen time. But when you limit screen time, then how do you bring the family back in? So in my home, computers and phones are off during dinner time. We are talking and engaging, but then later on, we are all on our devices reading before we go to sleep. That is a mandatory, even for my husband.
Even for your husband?
Even for my husband, who is a basketball coach,
who uses his cell phone to record plays, to record videos, to all of those things. So how do we, and he uses it to communicate with his players. They are not able to, they have to write out complete sentences in text.
There you go.
Because
you go.
The messages change if you're not using complete text punctuation. And so that's something that, as a basketball coach, he encourages. So we don't see that as connecting literacy, but actually it is.
There you go. Jessica, who's next?
Next we have Margaret from West Philly. Margaret, you're live.
Good evening, everyone, and thank you. I'm a parent of a teenager, should be in 11th grade. Her and myself, and I feel that we've both been getting railroaded since she's been in the 6th grade because she has an IEP. Now, last year was her first year attending West Philadelphia High School, but she feels that the school is too big, as well as she's not learning anything. I don't want to give up on my child, but right now we're waiting for the school district to place her in a school, but it's been a rough struggle, you know? And I don't
Margaret, if you call my office tomorrow, all right?
Okay. Yeah.
215-879-7777. I'm going to lean on Dr. Dawson. We'll get your information, and we're going to lean on Dr. Dawson to see if we can work directly with you to help work through this issue, okay? This is the beginning of the school year. Now is the time to try to figure out these kinds of issues. So we don't wait too long into the school year to get this addressed. So if you call my office, about 9:30 tomorrow morning.
Okay.
Ask to speak to Tiffany.
Uh-huh.
And the number is 215-879-7777. And we'll work directly with Dr. Dawson to try to work this out, okay?
Thank you so much. Yes.
Thank you so much. Family, we're out of time. I'm just going to run down everybody. Dr. Dawson, you got 30 seconds. What's your last recommendation to the good folks here?
Yes. Make sure you get out there and get those books this weekend. And when we kick off our Parent and Family University next few weeks, come on and join us so we can we will have classes to support our parents on how to support your children at home. Thank you for this opportunity to serve you.
Thank you. And that's PhillaSD.org. PhillaSD.org, right? That's the website for the Philadelphia School District.
Yes, sir. Yeah. That is correct.
All right, Gianna, Beyond Literacy, what's your 30-second comment to all these good people here?
If you are an adult learner and you want to improve your reading or math skills, or you want to learn English, or you want to enter the job market and you need assistance, please contact us at beyondliteracy.org or call 215-474-1235. We are here to help, and we look forward to working with you. And thank you, Senator Hughes, for this opportunity.
Thank you, Gianna. Sakia, what you got for the good folks here on the call? 30 seconds.
Small, consistent habits make a difference. Create a literacy-rich environment. Model reading by reading every day. Talk, ask questions. Connect literacy to everyday learning. And use technology wisely. Celebrate children's efforts and growth, and reach out to the support not only with the Philadelphia School District, but the Free Library of Philadelphia. Read to Succeed, Read by Four. It is a collaboration, and you don't have to do the work in isolation.
That's the literacy experience direction for Read to Succeed and the principal of the Richard Wright Elementary School. Leslie from the AFT, Communications Director from the American Federation of Teachers. What's your last comment for the 30 seconds you have?
really looking forward to seeing all the parents, all the educators, all the school staff on Saturday. Please come. It's going to be a great event. Bring your children. They're going to love to be able to look around, pick out the books that they want to read at home. It gets them excited. It makes them feel important. It makes them see that you care about this and you care about reading and you care about their education, which of course you do. But they're also going to enjoy the moon bounce, the cotton candy and popcorn, the face painting, the balloon animals, all fun. And just can't wait to see you. And please come and pick out your books.
There you go. Cotton candy. Lord have mercy. Early in the morning, cotton candy. Woo, that's something, Leslie. Look, family, it's going to be Reading Opens the World, the Family Literacy Fair. 30,000 free books for families and educators. 30,000 free books for families and educators. Thank you so much for partnering and leading. Catherine Gilmore Richardson, my buddy in this one. She's just doing it and doing it well. Thank you to AFC and the PFC, Randy and Art, for just giving away millions of books all over the country. We're going to be adding that number to that big number. We're going to be Saturday, September 20th, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. We're at the Salvation Army Haven of Hope, which is 1340 Brown Street, 1340 Brown Street, all right? That's right at 13th and Fairmount, between 13th and Broad Street. We're right over there in that neighborhood. Be there. 10 free books per child for their home libraries, with 30 free books in for the whole family. It's the maximum limit for the whole family. Educators, school staff, you get 50 free books to build up your classroom library. Go to my website, SenatorHughes.com. There's a link there where we can register. We want everybody to register. It is free. 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 The most important word in the four-letter word in the world is love. Second one is free. There you go. It's been a great conversation. I'd like to thank all our guests for joining us this evening. Thanks for participating in our telephone town hall conversation. To those who listened in, to those who asked questions and gave us suggestions, we really appreciate your participation. If you didn't have a chance to ask a question, please remain on the line. You'll be able to leave your question on a voicemail for me, and we will get back to you. Also, a quick reminder, again, please join us this Saturday, September 20th, from 10 to 2 at the Salvation Army Haven of Hope for the Family Literacy Fair. 30,000 free books. Thank you again for your participation. If you have any additional questions or concerns, please call my office in Philadelphia at 215-879-7777 or simply visit my website at senatorhughes.com. Thanks again and have a great evening.